Good evening, my beloved brothers in this great family of Jesus Christ. It's a real pleasure for me to be here. It's a pleasure for me to be in the house of the Lord. There is no other place that I would like to be, most the house of the Lord. Because God has blessed me, God has blessed my family, my generation. God has gave me a heritage, a blessing. So I'm very thankful for all the things that he has done in my life. I thank him for giving me this opportunity to be here, to see you, to shake your hand, and to other people that I haven't had the opportunity shaking his hand, but I'm praying for each one of you. When I left home, my family and all your brothers and sisters in Mexico told me to give their greetings to each one of you. They are praying for you. They always ask prayers for each one of you. They know that we're having this church conference, and they are praying. I have received many messages from them telling me that they are praying. They're praying for each one of you. They're praying for that God can be in this reunion. So it's a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. It's a blessing to be part of this great family. It's a privilege to be part of this wonderful gospel, in this restored church. I was doing my exercises one day, and God gave me a sermon because I didn't know what to say, but one afternoon, God gave me a sermon. So I want you to pay attention to these beautiful words. The words that you have heard many times. But every time we read the scriptures, we can feel the power. We can feel the peace. We can learn more about God. Do not lose your salvation. That's the theme I want to talk to you this evening. Do not lose your salvation. Salvation is the most important gift you have received. Brothers and sisters, in this world we can get many things. But the most gift I have received, you have received, is salvation. It's salvation. So do not lose your salvation. God has been wonderful to us. He has given us many things that we do not deserve. Speaking about my life, God has given me many things. He gave me things that I ask, but he gave me things that I never ask. He gave me as a gift because God loves me. The big things, the small things, the things that probably you think that it's not important. But God knows, he knows what we need. And he conquers us every day with those small gifts in our lives. My parents, they grew in a small village. But God directed us to another village. I grew up in that village, and that village is close to the beach. Because God gave me that opportunity to be close to the ocean. I like the ocean. I like the ocean, I like the beach, and I like to be there because I can think about the Lord. I can see his marvelous creation. I take opportunities and I go there and I think about him. What a wonderful God. beautiful ocean. That's why many tourists go there. Yes, because God has blessed us. Yes. Then do not lose your salvation. Do not lose your focus. What is our focus? It's God. It's our salvation. What's the most important gift you have? Salvation. Yes. Because one day you will go from this world and you're not going to take anything from this world. But do not lose your salvation. Let's read the scriptures. Open your scriptures and go with me in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. Listen what it says. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and he was confirmed into us by them that heard him? The most gift we have is salvation. Do not lose that salvation. Do not miss that great salvation. We have a great salvation. That's why we are here. That's why we were baptized. That's why God directed us to this church. Is it not a blessing? I always think about the blessing that God gave me to be in this church, to be in the church that God restored in this earth. That is the kingdom that will continue to the end and never will be destroyed. That's what the prophet Daniel told us. The kingdom of God never will be destroyed. And in this kingdom, you can find all the things you need. We are living in a world that everyone has fear. There are fear because of the things that are happening. But God restored his church, his kingdom, his people, that we are not fear. We have been told in through the scriptures that do not fear. We do not fear because God is with us. Because we're having all the experiences, all the revelations tell us that God is with us. But remember, every time that there is going to begin something good in your life, the devil is preparing something to destroy it. Just a few weeks ago, a young man told me his dream. He decided to be baptized. He said, I have the decision. I'm going to be baptized. But one night he had a dream. He saw an angel that spoke to him. But in the same dream, he saw the angel, but he saw the devil in the other side, ready to destroy what he wants to do. Is it not the same with us? Yes, if we want to do something good, the devil is ready with 10 or 20 or 1,000 ways to destroy what you want to do. Yes. My mother told me that when I was 3 weeks of age, 3 weeks, I was about to die. The devil gave me a sickness that the doctor said there is no possibility for this baby to live. Just 3 weeks. The devil wanted to destroy me because he knows that God has gave me a mission, something to do. But for the prayers of my father, my mother told me that my father, he was praying all night, but literally all night, every 10 minutes, he's close to my bed, he's praying. And God heard the prayers. That's why we know that God heard the prayers. We need to pray, but with faith. We need to pray and ready to listen to God. Sometimes we pray and we don't want to listen what God is saying in my life. When I was 15, I decided to be baptized. But I was praying that God can call the ministry, can call his servants, and later God called me. And I say, I don't want. I want him to call other people, but he called me. I didn't tell him to call me. Yes, but he called me. Yes. At that time, I said, I don't want to do that. Someone is better than me. There are many of your servants in the States. Call them. Yes. Yes. But God had a plan in my life. So every time we pray to the Lord, we need to listen to him and obey what he has said. This is very important. Yes, brothers, do not lose your salvation. To the young people, there are many distractions. There are many things that are happening. All the news, all the social media, they are giving fear to the people. But it's important to be closer to God so that he can give us the strength to continue. In this place, in the church, close to God, there is no fear. So do not lose your salvation. Let's continue in the Book of Mormon, in Second Book of Nephi, chapter 9. Book of Nephi, chapter 9, verse 133. Behold, God is my salvation, and I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Is it not wonderful? God is my salvation. Who is your salvation? God. Yes. Sometimes we get confused. But do not lose your focus. Your focus is salvation. And we need to be thankful because God chose us to be in this church, in his kingdom, with his holy people. We don't deserve. I don't deserve. But God loves me. He chooses me. In Mexico, there are more than 125 million of people. But God chose me to be part of his kingdom. Is it not a blessing? Don't lose that opportunity. Don't let the distractors make you to lose your gift, your most important gift you have in life, salvation. Yes, you know the way. Christ is the way, is the truth. Yes. It says, behold, God is my salvation and I will trust. Trust means to do what he says. It was difficult for me because in my last calling, I waited a year and a half to accept it. Because I always say, call other people. There are other people there. Yes. I think it's a lack of trust. We need to trust him. In my personal life, I always think I'm not capable to do that. What are people are going to say? Sometimes as a natural man we think about in our close to us, about other things. But our salvation is God. And we need to trust. We need to give time to Him to work with us. I have seen this in my life. Sometimes I ask Him, I pray. I want the answer. But I want the answer as my opinion. Yes. But I need to trust in Him. I need to give Him time to work with me. He says, and not be afraid. Don't be afraid. God is in charge of this church. Do you really believe that? One of our elders in Mexico, after he read something in the scriptures, he says, brothers, do you really believe this? Do we really trust in God? We need to trust Him every day. That's why we come here, to be encouraged. I want to encourage you to trust in Him, to give time to the Lord, to think that God is in control. It's difficult for us because, like me, I think that I can control things, but I cannot. God can. God is in control. God is with His church. Last week, we had services in our local there in Mexico. In one of the services, one of our elders, the pastor, he saw an angel. He saw a man dressed in white coming from the window and coming with a plate of fruit ready to serve the people. Is it not a blessing? God has something for us, very special, something special for us. This brother, when he had that, and it's not a dream, it's a revelation, it's something that he saw. A man dressed in white with a plate with fruits ready to serve, ready to give it to someone. He felt peace. He was content because he knew that it's the messenger, that God is with us. If God is with us, what could happen? Nothing. God is in control. Everything will be all right because God is in control. We trust in the pilot when we travel. If not, I won't go in a plane. Yes. When I take the plane, I trust in the pilot. Please take me to Houston, please. Yes. If I don't trust him, we need to trust to God. We need to trust that God is in control. God is in his church. Is it not a blessing? Is it not marvelous? So I need to think about that experience and to rely more on him. God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength. Many times we feel weak spiritually. Problems. We have problems as physical problems, emotional problems, spiritual problems, anything in this material world. But the Lord is your strength. That's why you come here. I came here because I want to be encouraged. I want to get home with more faith. And to share with my people there. And to give my testimony. That it's my hope. And I think it's the same with each one of you. You came here because you want to participate in the fruit that the messenger is bringing us every day in his church. Do not lose your salvation. Do not lose the opportunity you have. That's only one opportunity you have. I thank God because I cannot explain in words, in even in my native language. He had mercy in my life. The mercy of God. I cannot explain that. It's not because of the mercy of God, I won't be here. Every day I thank to him because he had mercy in my life. He gave me this opportunity to be part of this church, of this kingdom, where we will have protection. It's not that we need. We want a place where protection is. Here is the place, the church, the kingdom of God. There are many sicknesses, new sicknesses. I don't know about here, but there in Mexico we're facing the difficult situation with sicknesses by the mosquitoes and other things. Many sicknesses that even the doctor says, this is new for us. We don't know what to give. Give in a prescription. There are new. There are many things that are going to happen out there. But there are other more important things that is happening here. Do not lose your focus. Here is happening many things. There are going to come all the sicknesses, all the problems, but God is giving power to his church. Yes, we have seen there in Mexico many miracles. Yes, God has a plan for his church. Remember a miracle that one brother received from God. The doctors told him that he has only 2 months to live. He had cancer, but God did something. He healed him because he had a plan in that brother's life. After that, he was called to be an elder in the church, and now he's working, and it's 8 years ago. The doctor said 2 months, and now the brother is 8 years. He's enjoying a good health. God is great. God is good with us. Always, in everything that is happening to us or in our environment, God is good. Like David says, I will praise him because his mercy. In the scriptures, in the Bible, said that his mercy is new every morning. I like that part because I know that God's mercy is new in my life every morning. It's not like the mercy of the people. It's not like the love of the people. God is good. God is my salvation. I will not be afraid. So do not lose your salvation. Do not lose the most important gift you have received. God give you that gift. God give you that opportunity. It says that we didn't choose God, but he chooses us. Am I worthy to be here? I'm not. But God gave me that opportunity. All things that happen in my life, he teaches me something to be closer to him. And you know the marvelous thing that it happened, that when, speaking about my life, when our mistakes, our errors, God transformed it to a blessing for me, for my family, for the church. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's really marvelous to think about the mercy of God. Do not lose that big opportunity you have. It's really a wonderful opportunity. And, you know, now for me it's a pleasure to see, like, the man is writing to me from Dominican Republic, and he said, I want to know more about the church. I want to change my life. And that's the most important thing. Every day we have the opportunity to change. Tomorrow, it's going to be a new day. I can change the things that I didn't do correctly today. That man told me, I want to change. It's not a blessing that the people are asking us. Let's continue. 2 Nephi, chapter 1. Chapter 1, 63. It says, wherefore I know that thou art redeemed because of the righteousness of thy Redeemer, for thou hast beheld that the fullness of time he cometh to bring salvation into men. Recently we celebrated Easter. And the salvation, God sent his son for our salvation. The reason of the sacrifice of Christ is me, is you. Then do not lose your salvation. Do not lose the most precious gift that God has given you. I want to encourage to wait on him. He's in charge. He's in charge of this church. We know that God can do things that I cannot do. That God understands all the things that we do not understand. In my life, there are many things in the past that caused me to doubt, to many other things. But with prayer, with a time, I gave time to God to work with me. And now he gave me that peace. He gave me that joy. Yes, many things that I don't understand, but one thing I understand, that God is with us, that God is in charge of his church. Yes. He cometh to bring salvation into men. He came to this earth for me. For you, the church was restored for you. It's not a blessing. God gave us this responsibility to be in his church. Do not lose that opportunity. Time is short. 1 Nephi, chapter 5. Verse 246. Some with his voice, because of their righteousness, into their great joy and salvation. Salvation is connected with joy. The requirement that you need to be in the house of the Lord is joy. Doesn't matter what is happening out there, what is happening in your heart. That's why we need to clean our hearts every day. We need to have that joy. You can lose everything, but you cannot lose joy. The special joy of Christ, of God. How wonderful when he talks to us. We don't deserve that God talk to us. But he gave us that privilege, that opportunity. Just a few days ago, I visited an elder in the church and his local. But I heard a voice. You need to pay more attention to that local. See that local? It needs help. A sweet voice. Thank you, Lord. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do next. But he told me what to do. I deserve it? No. I'm thankful to God because he loves me. Do not lose that great joy. Do not let the things, the distractors, that makes you to lose the most important thing. Do not, you need to focus every day the way. Salvation is there. I'm going there. I know what direction. I know where the direction, how to go to my house. Yes, I know where my house is. But I know where my salvation is. I'm going there every day. Yes, we need to have that confidence. Brothers and sisters, it says, with their great joy and salvation. Let's continue. In the Bible, Psalms chapter 9, Psalms chapter 9, 14. It says, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in salvation. What is the purpose of your joy? It's not your job or the house you have or the things you have. It's your salvation. See, I rejoice because of my salvation. I rejoice because the things that goes like I think. No, I rejoice because I have salvation. I rejoice because of God, of his mercy, are new every morning, every day. Yes, I will rejoice in thy salvation. We need to rejoice. Sometimes we, by the things that happen, there is not joy in our hearts. But let's focus. Let's focus. Let's focus on him. Let's trust in him. Let's recognize that he has given us the most great opportunity. Do not lose your opportunity. It's the only opportunity you have. Yes, rejoice in your salvation. Rejoice because God loves you. Rejoice because God is, his mercies is great in our lives. Let's continue. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It says, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Brothers and sisters, today is the day of salvation. Today is the wonderful day because God is doing the work. He's doing the work here. He's doing the work in many countries. People are looking for this church. Is it not a blessing? In the past, we have just 3-4 places to go. And sometimes we want to talk to people and say, no, we have enough. Oh, I don't want to hear those things. Well, now it's the opposite. Who made that change? God, thank you. Yes, who made those changes? God. The things that are impossible for us, it's possible with God. So don't worry about the things, because God is in control. God is with his church. You have just to rejoice. Like when I travel in the plane, I just have to sit down and wait for my coffee. That's all. I enjoy in the trip. Yes. Right. Yes. Just enjoy to be in the house of the Lord. And be thankful because you have an opportunity. Because that opportunity you have, not all the people have that opportunity. In Mexico, in the times past, we lost opportunities. We lost opportunity for many situations that happened. We are just in situations, difficult situations, and many people were died without salvation. Yes. And who's responsible to tell them? We. Yes, and we lost opportunities. Do not lose the wonderful opportunity. God is doing his work. We have had in Mexico many, many, many miracles, many revelations, many dreams. All of those dreams, it teaches one thing, that we need to be prepared. That we need to be prepared because Christ's coming is soon. We need to be prepared. Many things are happening. And some things is happening because God let these things to happen because he wants to show you the things you don't need to do. Does it make sense? That's the most important. That we know that God is with us. That God is going to fulfill all his prophecies. I want to see it. I want to be part of it. We have had many. We have had the beginning. The beginning to see the prophets, the Trinifites, there in Mexico. We have seen some. So God is doing his work. So I want you to focus in this great work in all the countries. How blessed we are that we have that opportunity. That God is giving us that opportunity. Today is the day of salvation. It's very important because now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. It's the accepted time. We need to do the work for all the ministry. Do the work. God call us because he needs us. If he doesn't need us, he doesn't have any reason to call you. God call you because he needs you in his vineyard. Yes, he needs you. Yeah. In my life, sometimes I don't do enough. But in the scriptures, I read that it tells me to work with all my strength. Sometimes I'm working just in 30%. But God doesn't want 30%. He wants the 100. Yes. And we have his promises. His promises here. It took me many years to make decisions in my life. To make good decisions. It took me years to understand what is really my mission here. In my life, I made my plans. My own plans. I want this this job, and I want this, and I made my plans. But God made me another plans. The problem is because I wanted to follow my plan, because according to my understanding, this is what I want to do. This is the best for me. But God said, this is the best for you. When I was there, I wasn't happy. I was happy just for some, for a few minutes. But I just have that joy, the real joy, when I accepted God's plan in my life. Well, I had to leave many things. But I read in the scripture that says that the person who leaves things, God is going to give him 100, and he will have what? Eternal life. Yes. 100. I want the 100. Brothers and sisters, God has 100 things for you. So, it's worthwhile when we'll need to leave some things in our lives. Today is the day of salvation. Let's continue. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 15. It says, "An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given into him, hath written into you." God is, he has given us the salvation. So we need to focus every day in that salvation. We need to, we do not need to let the distractors leave us in a different way. Let's read verse 18. "But grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen." It's not wonderful? Now we have the opportunity to grow in the grace. God has mercy with us. God has a plan. God has given us many blessings. Blessings that you can see, but blessings that you cannot, you don't recognize. He says, grow in the grace. We need to grow. How are you growing in grace? How are you growing for the Lord? It's very important. And the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory. To him is the glory. Brothers and sisters, it was a pleasure for me to be here and to speak about these things. I hope that you can think about these things that we talk this evening. I pray for each one of you. I encourage you to continue. Do not lose your salvation. Do not lose the opportunity, the only opportunity you have in this world. Soon you will be going, but take advantage of this opportunity that God give to you, that God call you, that God rescue you from the world. We do not deserve. We're not worthy. But God loves us, loves his church. God is with us. The Lord is good. Rejoice. Rejoice for that opportunity. Let God work with you. Give him time. We need to listen to him. But when we listen to him, we need to continue. If not, It's going to happen to us like the people from Israel when they were in the desert. They listened to God. They did the wrong thing. They were lost for 40 years. Yeah, if they have listened to the instructions, they can make it to their destination in a short time. But they were lost 40 years. I don't have 40 years left. We need to focus on Him. Yes, that's the truth. We don't have much time. We need to work with all our strength. Thank you very much for praying for us. Thank you very much for your support to the work in Mexico. You're not helping me. You're helping the work. You're helping God's kingdom. Because our future is God. It's the kingdom that will last forever. In the kingdom of God. Thank you very much. Thank you for your attention.